Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn is endorsing former Governor Andrew Cuomo for mayor. Voters may get a robocall where Clyburn explains how Cuomo's experiences, credentials, and character make him the ideal candidate not just to serve New York, but to, quote, help save the nation.
Andrew has an enviable record of standing up for people who are too often left out and left behind, and he will stand up to Donald Trump.
The endorsement comes 3 days after Cuomo's main rival, Zorin Mondami, was endorsed by Senator Bernie Sanders. Early voting wraps up this weekend, and the primary is coming up. It's next Tuesday. Just days after his arrest, city controller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander is returning to an ICE detention center in Lower Manhattan. Our Mac Rosenberg joins us live now with the story. Mac?
And Suzanne, coming here to immigration court to walk migrants out after their hearings is something that Brad Lander had been doing for weeks. There was no trouble until Tuesday. That's when federal agents swarmed him and the man he was accompanying, and he was held here for several hours. Now, after he was released from custody, Lander said he would be back here, and here he is today. And the plan is to speak to reporters after. Here is some of what he said Tuesday.
We are normalizing family separation. We are normalizing due process rights violations. We are normalizing the destruction of constitutional democracy, and we're not going to stand by and let it happen.
It's expected he'll call attention to what's happening with these immigrants that show up here. Some of them, as he is finding out, don't make it out, even after they are told their cases are dismissed. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Live in Lower Manhattan.
A cancer fundraiser hosted by a Latino organization on Long Island has been canceled, with organizers blaming ICE raids for an expected low turnout.
The bottom line, ticket sales were way down, and Nitza Franco from the Committee of Latin American Ladies says they made the difficult decision to cancel their annual fundraiser in Brentwood in July because of fears of ICE raids.
Would have been our 8th year organizing this event, but with everything going on, folks are actually scared to go to public events and just be out.
The money raised would have gone to children and women battling cancer.
Want to do something private or maybe virtual to continue to help them.
Donations are still needed to help the organization continue to help those in need. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police in the Hamptons are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck and killed real estate agent Sarah Burak. The 40-year-old appeared on the Netflix series Million Dollar Beach House. Her body was found on Montauk Highway at around 2:45 in the morning yesterday in the Hampton Bays. Investigators did not release a description of the driver or the vehicle that struck her. Anyone with information is asked to get in touch with Southampton Police. And Governor Hochul held a virtual briefing this morning directing state and transit agencies to prepare for this extended heat now.
Metro North, Long Island Railroad, and the New York City Transit will all dispatch additional crews. They'll conduct extra track inspections and monitor key risk areas, including power substations and machine rooms. We're also going to inspect every subway, rail car, and bus to ensure they have working air conditioning.
Well, keep it locked here at 1010 Winds. We'll be tracking the conditions related to the weather, transit, everything you need to know. The NYPD is now investigating a shooting that left 2 people injured in Brooklyn. The incident happened yesterday at around 4:20 near East 39th Street and Farragut Road. Victims are 27 and 28 years old. They were found sitting in a black BMW with gunshot wounds to the head and the right arm. They were both hospitalized in stable condition. So far, no arrests have been made. made. Attorneys for Mahmoud Khalil will return to court today. Naz Ahmed is the co-director at Clear Project at CUNY School of Law and is part of Khalil's legal team.
We're going to the court to seek his release, seek his immediate release on the grounds mainly that his detention is in violation of the First Amendment. It's being done for a retaliatory purpose.
The recent Columbia graduate student is being held in Louisiana, and his lawyers want him released on bail or at least transferred to New Jersey so he can be closer to his family. Last week, the court ruled the government could not continue to detain him because of advocacy for Palestinian rights, but he remains in detention because the government claims he omitted information in his green card application. Testimony resumed this morning in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trial. Former assistant Brendan Paul is on the stand. He's testifying about drugs he allegedly provided to his former boss. Paul is a former Syracuse University basketball player who was hired to help Diddy with his workouts. The prosecution is said to be close to wrapping up its case. The New York Public Library is once again holding its anti-prom. The annual free summer party for teens is designed to be an inclusive alternative that celebrates young people of all sexualities and gender identities. Whitney Davidson Rhodes is the associate manager of the Young Adult Staff Engagement and Support Group.
In some areas, you weren't always allowed to bring a same-sex partner or have a same-sex date. And so this is just kind of an alternative. Not a competition. It's just an alternative for teens to kind of take pride in who they are.
And Davidson Rhodes says the event, which runs tonight from 6:30 to 9, affirms the library as a welcome space for everyone, including LGBTQ+ teens. Well, you can celebrate the start of summer by practicing yoga for free in Times Square today.
Inhale calm, exhale tension in the heart of Times Square.
And allow that to transcend how you walk along the streets of New York.
It's a beautiful thing to see yogis with different levels of expertise here to center themselves. Douglas Stewart is the event's co-founder. He says he and his partner started this because
the philosophy, the ancient tradition of yoga can help to clear space.
And 23 years later, it's attracted thousands of people who want to share the same experience.
Challenging my balance is something that I really appreciate. So
being in the middle of this chaos, but in a quiet way.
The breathing, the community.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, at peace in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.